From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. If you build it, they will come. That line from an American baseball movie turns out to be true of cricket. This weekend, India concluded its first tournament of a new cricket league, and it made bucket loads of money. Games in the new league are much shorter and more energetic than a traditional cricket match, which could go on for days. As NPR's Philip Reeves reports, this new cricket has become a national obsession and a sign of the changes happening in India.
It's a sultry evening in India's commercial capital, Mumbai. In a sports bar on the seafront, Abhishek James arrived for his daily fix, a beer and a game.
Honestly speaking, 3.5 weeks, every match I have watched. Every match. 8 p.m., I'm here to watch the match.
James single, in his early 30s, and in the diamond business.
When I come from my work, I'm tired. Fine, have one beer, 3 hours of match, excitement done, body is rested, that's it, go home and sleep, that's it.
James scrutinizes one of the bar's giant screens. The game's warming up nicely. Players in brightly coloured uniforms are diving about. This is yet to produce the fix Jane came for, but he's hopeful tonight's game will deliver. This new form of cricket generally does.
It's trendy, it's hip, it's fast, it's furious, and it produces a result. It's what they call the fatafat version of cricket.
That's Ayaz Memon, a Mumbai newspaper editor.
The fatafat, instant. Here and now, instant gratification.
Officially, the game's called 2020 cricket. It's very different from those five-day games played at glacial speed by white-clad men who take breaks for tea and sandwiches. 2020 games last a maximum of 3.5 hours. There's always a winner. The Indian Premier League, or IPL, was put together remarkably quickly. Earlier this year, the governing body of Indian cricket auctioned 8 franchises. The who's who of India pounced. The Bollywood superstar Shah Rukh Khan and vastly wealthy industrialists Mukesh Ambani and Vijay Mallya were among those who bought teams. Cricketing superstars were recruited from India and around the world, including Pakistan. In a matter of weeks, a massively lucrative business had been created, serving as testimony, says Memon, to the way India's changing.
In many ways, the IPL is a statement to, as I see it, to the rest of the world, that India has arrived.
Sujata Mehta's battling through the crowds on her way to watch a game with her 18-year-old daughter. The Indian Premier League's tapped into a new demographic, young people and women. Mehta says she wasn't interested in cricket before. She is now.
It is the excitement, let me be frank, and that's
it. You've
got
a husband?
Oh, yes.
He's here, right?
No, he's not here. I don't like to watch match with husband.
Why not?
No, he likes to be at home with his beer.
Groups of beggars and itinerants gather by the stadium, as if drawn to the light, like moths. They can't afford tickets to the game, but they found a way of making money out of it. Tiny, grubby, barefooted children sell bottles of water. This is a scam. You're not allowed to take bottled water into the ground. The cops confiscate the bottles and give them to the kids, who sell them back to the arriving crowds. Then the police confiscate the bottles again. Inside, the stadium's crammed full. The high and mighty from Bollywood, industry and politics, some of whom flew in by private jet, are in the hospitality boxes. But on the terraces, the crowd's feverishly excited. A Bollywood number strikes up. The crowd starts dancing. A gyrating clump of eager-eyed men pushes up against the perimeter fence. A few feet away, on the other side, 4 women cheerleaders are prancing about, waving pom-poms and tossing their hair. To spice things up, cheerleaders were brought in from Europe and the US, including a troop from the Washington Redskins. At first, they were scantily clad. There was an outcry from India's conservatives, and after that, the girls put on a few more clothes. These women aren't particularly raunchily dressed. They look like track athletes warming up. All the same, their fans seem enthralled.
Hi, I'm Shishir Joshi. I'm from Mumbai. I love cricket. I love Bollywood.
Shishir Joshi, editorial director of a multimedia company, wasn't expecting the India Premier League's first tournament to be so wildly successful. But his media outlets ended up giving it the same sort of treatment they're planning for the Olympic Games.
All our mathematics have had to be reworked. Nobody anticipated how big it would be.
The cricket overshadowed major world events, such as the Chinese earthquake and Myanmar cyclone. TV ratings for the nightly games went through the roof, outperforming soap operas and reality shows. Back in the sports bar on the seafront, the game's reaching its climax. This is the final. Rajasthan Royals are playing the Chennai Super Kings. That's the diamond dealer Abhishek Jain's unusual way of indicating he's enjoying himself. The scores are agonizingly close. A batsman slogs the ball into the crowd. The game's finally given Jain his fix.
Woo! Hey, Jain! That's it! You know what? It's working!
Philip Reeves, NPR News, Mumbai.